Hey guys, welcome to the Indie Game Development Podcast. Here we tackle the challenges of indie game development head on, from the technical to the emotional, and we talk about the secrets to conquering self-doubt on your journey to crafting games that people will love. Subscribe so you never miss another episode, and if you haven't already, give us a rating and review so that this podcast gets shared with more people. We'd really, really appreciate it. Ready? Let's go. Picture a tall, treacherous mountain that you have to climb. You cannot go around, you can only go over it. And you struggle to reach the summit. Some parts are steeper than others, and sometimes you have to backtrack to find a better path that you can scale. And then when you reach the summit, as far as the eye can see, there is a line of more mountains. But you have a goal. And your goal is at the end of this long line of mountains. So you continue forward onto the next mountain, and the one after that, and the one after that. Now, what you'll find is not all of these mountains are completely unique to you, and it all boils down to your experience. You've climbed some of these mountains before, and the ones you have are easy and fast, and you can scale those mountains 10 times faster in some cases. But other mountains you reach are completely new. It's all uncharted territory, and you have to tread carefully and slowly on these, or you're going to risk falling all the way down, where you're going to have to start that entire mountain all over again. Your goal is what keeps you going. And you might have a rough idea of how far ahead of you it is and what might be involved in getting you there. But generally speaking, the journey is probably going to take you 2 to 3 times longer than you thought it would. If any of that sounds familiar to you, I just want to say, welcome to game development, right? I'm not here to ruin your game dev dreams or fantasies. Dream away. I'm just here to share what my experience has been like so far on my own game dev journey. And my journey does not come from the perspective of someone who's released 10 games and done it again and again. I am still very much in the middle of my learning journey as I go, okay? And I do want to say, with regards to how your game dev journey will go, the power of your experience is everything, okay? And I use the analogy of a mountain for tasks because it really does feel that dramatic. The struggle is real. And the triumph when you reach the summit is a high like nothing else that I've ever experienced in my entire life. But if you're going to be a mountain climber, then you have to expect a certain level of setbacks, altitude sickness, frostbite, dehydration, etc., right? And, you know, taking the metaphor out of the equation, if you're going to be a game developer, you have to expect a certain level of pain, frustration, disappointment, and sometimes humiliation. I think as a game developer, you have to develop a certain sense of humor or calm, one of the two, because pain is what you are signing up for. And yes, it's the dream. It's unimaginable. There's nothing else like it. But this quote from The War of Art, which I've been reading, really, really resonated with me. The artist committing himself to his calling has volunteered for hell, whether he knows it or not. He will be dining for the duration on a diet of isolation, rejection, self-doubt, despair, ridicule, contempt, and humiliation. Right? Game dev is not all fun and games, and if you've been doing it for any amount of time, you already know this. Which is why you see so many videos out there talking about why game dev is so hard. And they're not always just talking from a technical standpoint, right? It's obviously difficult technical, but it is difficult on your psyche as well. So if you want to get over this line of mountains and reach your goal, right, by publishing your game, you'd best be stubborn as hell, because this is a long game. Now, the nature of each mountain that you have to climb is totally different. But what can be really, really frustrating is that the end result of each mountain is also completely different. Let me tell you what I mean. After some of them, you're going to have loads of new content to show off. And this obviously feels really good. You're making obvious progress, and that always feels amazing. It's a really big high. But after others, you literally have nothing concrete to show. You refactored some code. You created a system that will allow you to make cutscenes or upgrades or abilities more easily. But there's nothing that the player can see right now, which makes it feel like you spent all that time doing literally nothing. And everywhere you look, there are other game developers scaling the same mountains as you, except they do it way faster with more style or finesse than you can't even imagine how you will ever get to that level. But again, right, this is not to discourage you. You just have to keep in mind, again, this is where experience comes into play. Game dev is going to make you feel dumb. It just will. I don't care how high your IQ is. It's going to make you feel like the world's biggest dumbass from time to time. That is how it is. But every time you climb a mountain and you struggle and you fall by failing, right? And you backtrack, you get frostbite, whatever it is, eventually you will move past that. And now you have scaled that mountain, which means if you have to scale the same one again, it's going to be that much easier for you. You might forget certain aspects of specifics about that mountain, but that mountain will never be as difficult for you to climb ever again, right? That's what failing does for us. It's actually really incredible. The more you fail, the better it's going to make you. Game dev is obviously so much fun. That is why it is a red ocean at the beginning. Red ocean just meaning it's swarming with beginners all fighting for turf at the start. Podcasting and YouTubing, which I also do, is very, very much the same. There's a lot of similarities between these things, with them being saturated with people just starting out. But if you stick with it long enough to get better and better and eventually master it and gain as much meaningful experience as you can, as fast as you can, you will begin to surpass all of the beginners in the red ocean and you will be in a league of your own. It won't feel like that for a really long time, but you will eventually be in a position where you can look back and realize how far you've come and realize there are very few people that are at the level that you're at. There are always people ahead of you. Always, 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 always. But you will be surprised by how you are able to take yourself much further than you ever thought that you possibly could. My own experience, I still have a long way to go to get to the level I want to be at, and yet I can do things today with code and design and particles and shaders and all these different things that would have made my brain explode just a couple of years ago. If that level of progression continues year after year, where it's, you know, it's been a year or two and I can look back and be like, whoa, look how far I've come. If that continues every single year, then at least I can know for certain that this is obviously going to get easier over time. Learning never stops in game development. I'm not saying it ever stops, but you will get to a certain level of competence where you know what you can handle, right? Game dev is unimaginably hard before you actually start, right? Most people never start. There are a lot of people out there that watch devlogs and they do these things and they want to start, but they don't because they don't know how, or it's too intimidating and the prospect of all of this different stuff they have to learn is too daunting. But if you do start, it is magical, especially at first, right? Simple things like discovering that making a variable public makes it show up in the inspector, it's going to blow your mind, right? Which is the simplest little thing, but it's so exciting. Everything is so exciting when you first start out. And then you level up again, only to realize that you thought you were doing okay, but you don't actually know anything about putting a game together properly. And anything you manage to make is held together with glue and tape. And that thing where you level up and realize that you thought you were good, but it turns out you actually weren't, my experience has been that that continues on several levels, but you keep leveling up and you learn and it's pain, right? It's pain. The level you want to reach is always just out of your reach, and it's enough to make you want to scream because it can make you crazy, yet you are better than you were yesterday. And it helps me to remember that that is the better thing to focus on than where I'm not currently at. Look at where I am compared to where I was, right? And if you can stop to remember that once in a while, it does make the journey feel so much more rewarding. And here's the other thing, right? You're not alone. You're not alone. There's a massive community out there of game developers all willing to offer up advice, guidance, and expertise. That's one of the things I love most about game dev is just how awesome a lot of the people are. Yes, there are big egos. There are a lot of very arrogant people out there, but that is not the majority of people. We have a Discord server with over 1,400 members at this point. If you want to join and chat with other game developers, there are so many great and wonderful people in our server. I will leave a link in the description if you want to check that out. But if you don't care about checking out ours, there are literally thousands of game development Discord servers out there where you can connect with other people that are at, you know, similar levels to you or greater, right? But at the end of the day, we're here to learn to create interactive experiences for people that they will enjoy playing. And you're doing it with digital art and code. You're making something out of literally nothing, like a freaking wizard or witch, right? It's completely pure magic. Try not to lose sight of the magic, because no matter how hard the journey gets, no matter how much you feel like you hate scaling the particular mountain you are on right now, it's still magic. You're still creating something out of thin air. It's worth the struggle. Now, as an indie developer, I do feel like it is my duty to ask you to go to Steam and wishlist our game, Samurado. And that's all I got, guys. If you loved this episode, and if you haven't already left a rating and review, please consider doing that now, because it really helps the podcast grow and reach more awesome developers like yourself. Thank you so much. Bye.